Okay, good to vach everybody. Thank you for coming together to learn the Daf Yomi on this Motzai Shabbos. Today's Daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Zayin. We left off on Daf Ayin Vavim Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Vavim Beis. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arva's wife and children, sponsored anonymously, Lila Nishmas, Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal. I believe the Shloshim was just right around now. It's also sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh Ben Chaim Tuvia, Alevi Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael Yaakov Alav Shalom, and for Fur Shalema, to Fega Peril Bas. Devar Rivka, and it's also sponsored for Shalema, for Sar Rivka, Basinda Bela, and Yael Esther Malka, Bashlima Rachel. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So today's daf again is Daf Ayin Zayin. The Mishnah on Ayin Vavam Beis is going to talk about the five different karbanos that could be brought betuma, even though they are not ne'echal betuma. They're unlike the Karban Pesach, which is even ne'echal betuma. These five are brought betuma. So naturally, whenever you have the Gemara telling us that there are five, or the Mishnah telling us that there's a list of five, there are five that are an exception to the rule. The Gemara is going to say, why only five? Why don't we put this one on the list or that one on the list? And then we're going to say, the next step is to say, and why are these five all true? Why is it that all of these things are doche tumah? So that's the next step the Gemara is going to take. And then the majority of the daf is going to try to demonstrate that our Mishnah cannot be authored by a particular Tana, by the Tana Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara is going to make that statement based on two assumptions. So the Gemara is going to say, if you have assumption number one and you have assumption number two, then our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. And then the Gemara is going to try to show four different ways that our Mishnah can actually be reconciled, even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Predictably, two of those four ways are going to involve saying that the assumptions we made were not correct. I mean, if you say, when you make assumption A and assumption B, then the Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yeshua, so take away assumption A, and the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yeshua. Take away assumption B, and the Mishnah can be like Rabbi Yeshua. And that's going to be pretty much the entire Amud Beis of today's daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Chamisha Devarim Ba'in Bituma. There are five Karbanos Sibor that can be brought Bituma, but they're not allowed to be eaten bituma, because the achila is really a secondary part of the karban, that and it only gets eaten when it's brought bitahara, when it gets brought bituma. Since the ikar of the karban is the hava'a of the karban, and that was already taken care of, there's no need to have the achila of the karban bidoche tuma. And what are these karbanos? Ha'omer ushtei alechem v'lechem apanim v'zivchei shalmitzibur usirei rashi chadashim. Most of them are self-explanatory just by their names. The Omer, of course, is carbon Omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach. The Shtei Alechem is the carbon from on Shavuos that we bring the Shtei Alechem. The Lechem HaPanim is each and every week. A lot of times people don't realize or don't think of it as a carbon Mincha, but that's what the Lechem HaPanim is. It's a carbon Mincha. It just stays on the Shulchan all week. It has its own unique halachos. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, it refers to the two Kivsei Atzeres, the two carbon Shlamims that are brought on Shavuos together with the Shtei Alechem. So that's the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur that the Mishnah refers to. And the way we know that's the Shalmei Tzibur the Mishnah is referring to is because there is no such thing as a carbon Shlamim that's a carbon Tzibur other than these two. So that's how we know that it's referring to the two Kivsei Atzeres that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem. Most times you bring carbon Shlamim, it's an individual bringing carbon Shlamim. So the Shalmei Nedav, whatever it is, whatever carbon shlamim you're bringing, usire rashi chadashim. So that naturally is the goats that you bring on Rosh Chodesh. So that's a carbon sibur. That's not brought by individuals. That's a carbon sibur for sure. The carbonos of Rosh Chodesh. I guess somewhat of a daf yomi coincidence because we benched Rosh Chodesh today. It would be a better coincidence next week when it's actually Rosh Chodesh. But okay, so we'll have to remember the chazir today's daf next week. HaPesach Shema Betuma Nechal Betuma. If a carbon Pesach is brought Betuma, so unlike these other five, it actually gets eaten betuma. Shaloba mitchilaso el lachila, because the primary element of carbon Pesach is the mitzvah sachila of the carbon Pesach. So because the Torah tells us ish lufi achlo tachosu el aseh, that dafka by carbon Pesach, there the mitzvah of achila takes on increased importance. Now, it's true, you're not allowed to throw out meat of another carbon, you're not allowed to destroy meat or be metame meat of another carbon, but there's no din of a mitzvah achila quite like you have by Korban Pesach. As the Beis Halevi formulates it, all other carbonos have a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal, that it has to be gotten rid of through eating. It has to be consumed by eating. But Korban Pesach has a mitzvah achila, which means that you have to actually have a kezayis of Korban Pesach as opposed to other carbonos. If everyone gets the pachas mikezayis, but you split it amongst enough people, that would be good enough as well. So since achila is such a critical part of Korban Pesach is not only brought bituma, it's even ne'echal bituma. So says Gemara Chamisha lemutemai. So right off the bat, you tell me there are only five carbonos that are above bituma. What else would have made the list that is not mentioned in the Mishnah? Says Gemara lemute chagigas chamisha asar. I might have thought that the chagiga, the carbon chagiga that you brought on, that you bring on the first day of Pesach, could be brought even bituma. Why would I think that? The salka daita chamina kiven the carbon tzibur who, since after all it is a carbon tzibur, is it really? It's a carbon tzibur, the chagigas chamisha asar. Every individual brings a carbon chagiga. They don't bring one carbon chagiga on behalf of the entire tzibur. So that's what Rashi points out. Yeah, but since so many people bring it, it's like a carbon tzibur, very similar to the way that the carbon pesach itself is called a carbon tzibur, even though each individual brings it. When you have when you have it brought by so many individuals at the same time, so that in that way it's similar to a carbon tzibur. The fact that the Gemara calls it a carbon tzibur is really lavdafka, because the din of being docha tuma has nothing to do with whether it's a carbon yachid or a carbon tzibur. The main thing is the other point the Gemara is about to make, which is ukevia lemoed, the fact that there's a particular zman that you have to bring it. That's really what being docha tuma is dependent on. So that's really the dafka part. That's the part that would really give us the hava amina. Why would I think a chagigas chamisha asar can be docha tuma? Because kevia lemoed, there's a specific time that it must be brought. So tidchi tuma, I would think therefore it could be even brought betuma. Kamashmlan, that's why our Mishnah comes to tell us that it can't be. Why not? After all, it's kevia lemoed. No, kivin dislay tashlumin kol shiva, the time is somewhat flexible. If you don't bring the chagigas chamisha asar, you could have a tashlumin for all 7 days of yantiv and still bring it. So lo dach yeshabes, since you could have a tashlumin kol shiva, it's not going to be docha shabbos. And the rule is, midashabbos lo dachya, lo dachya tumah. Anything that's not going to be docha shabbos is also not going to be docha tumah, because those two are always connected to each other. The ability to be docha shabbos and the ability to be docha tumah are always linked with each other. So if it can't be docha shabbos because there's tashlumin, it can't be docha tumah, and therefore it doesn't make it to the list in our Mishnah. So says Gemara, but I have another carbon that I would suggest should belong on the list in the Mishnah. V'nisni nami si'irei haragalim. What about the si'irei chatos that you bring on the shalosh regalim, that you bring on each and every one of the shalosh regalim? You look in Parshas Pinchas, it goes through all the kabanos that you're supposed to bring on the various yamim tovim. So what about those? How come those aren't in the Mishnah? That's docha tumah, that tumah utra b'tzibur, that you're allowed to bring those things. And so Gemara, hatanalei zivchei shal mitzibur. No, it did say that. It said that the kabanos you bring on Shavuos, the kivsei atzeres, is docha tumah. So that means not just Shavuos, but Pesach and Sukkis and Rosh Hashanah, all the kabanos tzibur that you bring on the yam tovim. Oh, if zivchei shal mitzibur is a general term that refers to all kabanos tzibur of yamim tovim, why then does the Mishnah have to specify siri reshe chadashim? Doesn't that also fit in that general category? Meaning, what we're saying now is we don't identify the kabanos of each and every yantiv because we already said the kabanos of Shavuos, and that naturally includes every other yantiv. Oh yeah, well then why do we include on the list the kabanos of Rosh Chodesh? Isn't that also naturally included when you mention the kabanos of Shavuos? Yachi siri reshe chadashim amilo nisni da tanu zivchei shal mitzibur. It should be included in zivchei shal mitzibur. So Amri, so that's where they said siri reshe chadashim itzrichle. No, there's a chiddush in telling me that siri reshe chadashim are brought bituma, because salka daita chamina halok siv behu moed. I might think that since by the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim the Torah never calls it a moed, Rosh Chodesh itself is never called a moed, so therefore it's not going to be docha tumah. Kamash melanda Rosh Chodesh yikrei moed. That's why it comes to tell me that yes, Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. Where do we ever find the Rosh Chodesh called a moed? Show me in the Torah where it says Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. You're not going to find it in the Torah. Kida Abaye, da Amar Abaye. Abaye points out in Maseches Tainis when the the Gemara tries to figure out what date exactly the Chet HaMeraglim was, because that's the famous line the Gemara has, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael after the Chet HaMeraglim, and Klal Yisrael is crying over the terrible report, and now life is so bad, we're not going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael, everything's going to be terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem b'chisim b'chiyah shel chinam, you're crying for no reason, meaning I'm setting up the greatest miracle in the world for you. I'm promising you Eretz Yisrael with all the power and all the might of the kings that are there. You're going to waltz right in and you're going to win every war and you're going to be able to take over Eretz Yisrael. And you're crying about that? So that's a b'chiyah shel chinam. Sadiakva lechem b'chiyah ledoros, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you a reason to cry. This night is going to be a b'chiyah ledoros. And that night, of course, is the night of Tisha B'Av. So to work out the math, to work out the calendar, to make it that night was in fact the night of Tisha B'Av, Tam Rabbi, Tammuz Da'ishata, Maluye Malyuha. Tammuz that year was a 30-day month, not a 29-day month. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says in Eicha, Yirmiyahu Anavi is Mekonen, that Kara Alai Moed, Lishbar Bachurai, that Kara Alai Moed, referring to the Chodesh Tammuz, because it was made 30 days, that therefore led to the Bechiyah Ledaros of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, of both Batei Mikdash, that happened on Tishba. But you see, the point is that when the Navi refers to Rosh Chodesh, he refers to Moed. So you see that Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. So says Gemara, the Memra Dekulu Moed, Dekulu mi moed asu. So wait, all of it comes from the fact, meaning all of these karbanos, the fact that they're doche tuma is all because they're called a moed. Minani mili. How do I know that that we learn from the fact that they're called a moed that necessarily they're doche tuma? Just parenthetically, before we answer that question, the idea that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed may have some impact on the halacha as well. The fact that that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, there's Yerushalmi in Maseches Tainus where the Yerushalmi goes through a number of minhagim that are what they call minhagei nashim. I don't know how do you explain the expression minhagei nashim. It's like what when you heard the old European gedolim describe certain minhagim as minhag America. So usually it was not a compliment. Minhag America meant, you know, like a minhag that had no basis whatsoever and that, you know, just people started doing. So the Yerushalmi has like such a similar thing that there are a number of minhagim that are minhagim of nashim. Except the Yerushalmi says the minhag not to do malacha and Rosh Chodesh, that's a valid minhag. That's a good minhag. And the Ritva writes that the reason is covered Rosh Chodesh because Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. That's our Gemara, that Rosh Chodesh is called a moed. In fact, Radak, in his commentary to Shmuel Aleph, when Yehonah's son says to David, Elamakom asher nistartasham biyom hama'aseh. So the Targum says, biyom hama'aseh, biyom adchola. That biyom hama'aseh means a regular weekday. Because when they were talking, it was Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is not a yom hama'aseh. So he was referring to other days, meaning not now, not today, because today is Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is not a day of Malacha, rather a Yom HaMa'aseh, other days that are a Yom HaMa'aseh. So that idea, that minhag, that women don't do Malacha, is based on the idea of Rosh Chodesh being called a Moed. In the Leket Yosher, he quotes from his Rebbe, the Trumas HaDeshen, that he would eat a special food on Rosh Chodesh, more than he would eat throughout the rest of the month, because Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So the Beis Yosef quotes, in the name of the Rokeh, that it's a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Chodesh, k'mo b'moed, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well. Beis Yosef quotes us in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Yutes that it's a mitzvah to be mar b'besuda b'Rosh Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that medaktikim are knowing that when Rosh Chodesh falls on a weekday, they make one extra food. I mean, you don't mamish go all out and make like a whole Shabbos meal and everything, but one extra food, an extra Rosh Chodesh treat. A lot of yeshivas do that. They'll give the children some Rosh Chodesh treat. So that's based on what the Mishnah Berurah writes. So Rosh Chodesh is a moed to some extent, and because it's a moed, it's not a full-fledged moed with an Isra Malacha and everything, there are no mitzvah sayom or anything like that, but because of its status of a moed, so we do have a little bit something extra. I know couples that go out on a date night every Rosh Chodesh, so that's both of these ideas, that for Nashim it's a special day for Nashim, and the idea of having a little bit extra food, a little bit something special in terms of eating. So that seems to be an appropriate type of thing. So anyway, so based on the fact that it's called a moed, that's how I know it's doche tuma. Says Gemara, how do I know that the title of moed is what gives it the right to be doche tuma? The Tan Rabbanan, the Brice of Darshans, the Psukim by the Karbanos, right? Dabra Moshe es Moade Hashem, Ma Tamalomer, Lufi Shalol Lamanu, Elo Litamidu Pesach, Shemru Bubu Moado. How do I know that a Karban Pesach and a Karban Tamid is doche Shabbos and doche tuma? So we already learned, because it says Bimoado by them, Bimoado, Vafilu B'Shabbos, Bimoado, Vafilu B'Tuma, Bimoado tells me that that it could be brought by Shabbos, it could be brought by Tuma. Shar Karbonos Sibur Minayin. How do I know that the other Karbonos Sibur are also Docha Shabbos and Tuma? Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about the Karbonos Musaf of the Moadim, Eile Tasul Hashem Bimoadechem. So it says Bimoadechem by all of the Karbonos of all of the Moadim. So that's how I know that they're Docha Shabbos and they're Docha Tuma. Minayin Lerabbos Omer Akarivimo, Vishte Alachem Akarivimam. How do I know that the Minchas Omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach and that the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, that's not in the Parsha of the Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, when it talks about the Karbanos of the various Yom Tovim, no, the Karban Omer and the Karban Shtei Alechem are not mentioned, so they are not included in Moed based on that Pasuk. So Tamal Omer, that's why you have the Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Vayidaber Moshe es Moadei Hashem el Bnei Yisrael, HaKosav Kvo Moed Echa Lukulan. Because in Parshas Emor, where it goes through the Halachos of the Yom Tovim, and it does mention the Shtei Alechem and the Karban Omer, over there also it refers to all of the Yom Tovim as Moadei Hashem. So we see that they're all called Moed, and in that parsha it includes the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So basically, to understand this Gemara, you just need a little bit of the lay of the land of what appears in Chumash. That in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas, the two parshios of the Moadim, and in Parshas Pinchas it goes through the various Karbanos, but does not have the Omer and Shtei Alechem. In Parshas Emor it has the Omer and Shtei Alechem. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me Moed by each Karban Sibur? Meaning, once you tell me by a Karban Sibur that it could be brought B'Tumah, could be brought B'Shabbos, shouldn't I naturally know that every Karban Sibur could be brought B'Tumah and brought B'Shabbos? Why do I need a special limud by each one? So says Mar Tzrichi, I need a special limud by each one because I would not have necessarily learned from a Binyanav, from a Mematzinu, from one to the other. Dikas Rachman a Tamid, if it only were to tell me that a Karban Tamid is Doche Tumah, have I mean a Tamid Shekein Tadir V'Kalil? Because the Tamid has two qualities that make it special. It's every single day, twice a day, and it's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, so it's extremely holy. Aval Pesach lo, but I would think Karban Pesach shares none of those qualities. It's only once a year, and it's not entirely burnt. It's mostly eaten by the Bailim, so Kamash Milan, that's why it comes, or by the Menuyim, so Kamash Milan, that's why the Torah has to tell me Moed, that by Karban Pesach also it could be brought Bituma. Vikas Rachman of Pesach, if it only would have told me Karban Pesach could be brought Bituma, I would say Pesach Shuanosh Karis. Pesach is very serious Karban, because you're Chayiv Karis for failure to bring Karban Pesach of Tamidain Anush Karis, a Malo. But a Karban Tamid, there's no Anush of Karis. I would think it's not so important that it could be brought B'Tumah, Kamash Malo. And that's why I need a Pasuk by each B'Moado to tell me Afilu B'Shabbos, Afilu B'Tumah, both by Pesach and by Tamid. Okay, but why do I need a Pasuk to tell me by all of the other Karbanos Tzibur, by the Karbanos of the other Yomim Tovim? Vikos Rachman Ahani Tart, he had the Torah only told me Karban Tamid and Karban Pesach, have Amina Hanihu. That Yesh Ben San Chamur, that at least the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach have something special about them. Tamid Tadiv Kalil, Pesach Lanosh Kares. The Karban Tamid is consistent and it's totally burnt. The Karban Pesach is a Chiv Kares. If you don't bring it, Aval Shal Karban Sibur Emelo. But I would think other Karban Sibur don't have any quality that quite matches up to the Karban Tamid or the Karban Pesach. So I would think that Emelo, that it should not be Docha Tuma and Shabbos. Kos Rachman, and that's why the Torah says in Parshas Pinchas, Eile Tasul Hashem B'Moadechem, that it refers to all of the other Karbanos HaTzibur of the Yom Tovim as Moadechem. V'Yikas Rachman Eile Tasul Hashem B'Moadechem. Okay, so just stop there. Why doesn't it only tell me by Pesach, by Tamid, and by all the other Karbanos of the Yomim Tovim? But why does it then also have to tell me that the Shtei Alechem and the Karban Omer are Doche Tuma? Can't I learn it from all the other places? So Hav Amin or Shar Karbanos HaTzibur Abayin L'Chaper. Lo, I would have thought that no, that the Karban Omer and the Karban and the Shtei Alechem are fundamentally different in their purpose than the other Karbanos Tzibur. See, we often think when a lot of times people, I used to be under the impression, let's call it spade a spade, I used to be under the impression that when you talk about a kapara, so what Karban is brought for a kapara? A chatas is brought for a kapara. An asham is brought for a kapara. You did an avera, you bring this Karban, it's mechaper. But it's not true, meaning that's true, that's not the entire truth, though. Many Karbanos are brought for a kapara. All the Karbanos Sibur, they're mechaper for mitzvah saseh. They all come to be mechaper for something, for failure to do mitzvah saseh, or for someone who violates a lo saseh, that's nitakla aseh. The Gemara in Yuma brings a brisa that derives what a chatos, an asham, an ola, what each one comes to be mechaper for. And the Shita of Rabbi Kiva is that an ola comes to be mechaper for an asam. klasein for los asay shenita klasei. So you do have kapara with these other karbanos tzibur, but omer and shtei alechem are not for kapara. They serve a particular purpose for those who are makbid. I mean, really, it's a din d'oraisa that you're not allowed to eat the tevuah chadasha. You're not allowed to eat the new grain until when. So omer and shtei alechem are critical in that process. That when you bring the karban omer on the second day of Pesach, that's matir the tevuah chadasha. So its primary function is to serve as a matir. What about the shtei alechem? What's the shtei alechem being matir? Also matir the tevuah chadasha, but not for a head yorav, not for regular people. Regular people are allowed to eat shtei alechem as soon as the karban omer is brought on the second day of Pesach. But the Beis Hamikdash to use the tevuah chadasha for karbanos, that has to wait until Shavuos, until the shtei alechem is brought on Shavuos. So each of them is serving as a matir, a particular function. That's why those who are makvin not to eat chadash, there are like three time periods of the year that they look at. There's the time, there are a few months where they don't have to worry about anything. Those are the few months right after Pesach. There are the few months where they have to worry about everything. Those are the few months right before Pesach. And then there are a few months in between where everything's a suffix, where you're not sure what I'm eating right now. Is this chadash? Is it not chadash? So, but right after Pesach, you know you're good, because on the second day of Pesach, that's when it all becomes mutter. So that's the matir. So kamash malon. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me, I'm sorry, the Pasuk has to tell me, Mo'adei Hashem, that even the Omer and Shtei Alechem are Dochetumah. Vikas Rachman Omer Shtei Alechem L'chudayu. And if it only would have told me about the Omer and Shtei Alechem and never mentioned anything in Parshas Pinchas by the other Karbanos Tzibur, Havamina Adram, Omer and Shtei Alechem Dalimi Dibon Lahatir, Aval Hanach Lo, I would have thought that Omer and Shtei Alechem are the only ones that could be brought Betumah, because look what they could do. They could even be Matir, the new grain. Whereas these Karbanos Tzibur are not Matir anything. So come Ashvullah, and that's why it has to tell me by all of these different places. So that's part one of the daf, that the Mishnah listed five karbanos that are bought in Betumah. The Gemara wanted to know, why not list other items that should also be ba Betumah? Chagigas Chamisha Asr, we said, nah, Chagigas Chamisha Asr is not ba Betumah. Why not the karbanos of the other Moadim? Yes, they are meant to be listed in the Mishnah. They're under the general category of the karbanos of Shavuos, and certainly of other Yom Tovim. And we went through the psukim that teach us that each of these karbanos are docha Tumah and are docha Shabbos, and then we tried to show why I need a pasuk to teach me by each of these categories. Now the Gemara is going to say, let's set up the following statement, that if you make two basic assumptions, so we're going to set up assumption number one, then assumption number two, if you make these two basic assumptions that we're about to set up, then you're going to say that masnisin delok Rabbi Yeshua, that our Mishnah cannot conform to the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. And then we're going to go through four different ways that maybe we can reconcile our Mishnah with Rabbi Yeshua. That's the structure of the rest of the daf. So it says Gemara, Savrua dukali alma tumah duchuya b'tzibur. Assumption number one is that tumah is duchuya b'tzibur, and therefore by its itzlaratos. Meaning, in general, even if a carbon could be brought b'tumah, that does not tell us everything we need to know. What we need to know is, why can the carbon be brought b'tumah? Is the carbon brought b'tumah because when you have tumah b'tzibur, it's just a non-issue, we could ignore the fact that there's tumah, it's not even a factor anymore? That would be called tumah Hutra b'tzibur, that it's totally mutter. Or maybe no, maybe we're still cognizant of the tumah, it's still in the back of our minds, it makes us feel a little guilty, but the halacha is that nevertheless you bring the karban. But it's still a presence, that tumah is still there, and it's still something that is of concern to us. L'may nafkamina, so several nafkaminas, but the one that the Gemara is focused on is that if tumah's hutra b'tzibur, you don't need the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol to make it okay. It's automatically okay, there's just no issue. But the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol has the ability to be miratza, to allow a korban that otherwise would not be a ritzui lefnei Hashem, would not be something that the Ribbono Shel Olam is interested in, to make it, to grease the wheels, to make that korban something that's viable, that's interesting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interested in. So that is the idea of tzitz miratza. Tzitz miratza is only necessary if tumas duchuya b'tzibur, if tumas hutra b'tzibur, you don't even need the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol to be functional, it's automatically going to be mutter. There are other issues that relate. There are other nafkaminas between Tumah Duchuya and Tumah Hitra B'tzibur. For example, you're going to try to find the Kohen to be Makriv the Karban. Do you need to find the Kohen who's Tahar? Meaning, Rova the Tzibur is Tameh. So anyway, this Karban is being brought by Tumah. So let's say the Kohanim of that base Av, who are supposed to be bringing the Karbanos that day, they're Tameh. So if Tumah Hitra B'tzibur, let them bring. It's no problem. Tumah's a non-issue. But if Tumah's Duchuya B'tzibur, no, find better Kohanim. Find Kohanim who are Taharim. We'd rather do whatever we can b'tahara. So that's one nafkamina. Or if you have tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, let's say you're able to bring with a tumah kala, so and not risk such a tumah chamura. So if tumah's hutra b'tzibur, so you might as well do with the tumah chamura. The tumah's a non-issue. But if tumah's d'chuyah b'tzibur, you would want to take with the tumah kala. You'd want to use the lesser form of tumah and not the more severe form of tumah. But again, all of that is not our issue. Our point is that if tumah's d'chuyah b'tzibur, that necessarily means I need the tzitz functioning in order to make this karban viable. So by a tzitz l'ratzos, the lekatan and shamele damer tumah hutra b'tzibur l'Rabbi Yehuda. The only time that holds tumah hutra b'tzibur is Rabbi Yehuda. How so? Titania, because the Brisa tells us tzitz ben sheyesh al mitzchah ben sheino al mitzchah meratze. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the tzitz of the kohen gadol functions whether the kohen gadol is wearing it or not. Meaning even when it's not on his forehead, when he's not wearing it, it still does its purpose of allowing those karbanos that would have otherwise been questionable to get through to be a ritzoy for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, odeo al mitzchah meratzeh, ein odeo al mitzchah ein meratzeh. Only when the kohen gadol is wearing it does it count. If he's not wearing it, then it's not meratzeh. So Amar lo Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, I'll prove to you that it works even if the kohen gadol is not wearing it, because kohen gadol biyom HaKippurim yochiach, the kohen gadol in Yom HaKippurim does not have the tzitz al mitzchah when he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, she'eino al mitzchah, when he goes to do the avodah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he clearly is not wearing the tzitz. He only goes with the big day lavan. Remember, in kategor nasa sanegor, he can't wear big day zav lefnim. You're not allowed to bring anything that's at all reminiscent of the cheta egel lefnai v'lefnim. Right? So in kategor nasa sanegor. So no way is he wearing the big day zav when he's lefnai v'lefnim. So it's not al mitzchah, and nevertheless umaratza, and it's maratza on any tuma that happens at that moment. So you see that even if he's not wearing it, it works. So Amar lo, Rabbi Yehuda answers back. No, but Yom HaKippurim, it's not tumah duchuya b'tzibur, it's tumah hutra b'tzibur. You don't need the tzitz if there's any tumah at that point. It's tumah hutra. You only need a tzitz if it's tumah duchuya. Oh, so that must be what Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing about. Mechal, Rabbi Shimon savar tumah duchuya b'tzibur, that Rabbi Shimon holds tumah duchuya b'tzibur, and therefore you do need the ritzoy tzitz, and therefore he has a good raya that the tzitz works even when the kohen gadol is not wearing it. So assumption number one. All that is a long way of saying, if you make the assumption that Rabbi Shimon is correct, that tumah is only duchuya b'tzibur. Now, assumption number two. Udukuli alma in etzitz meratz al achilos. The part of the carbon that gets eaten by the bailim is not helped by the tzitz. What does the tzitz do? It allows a carbon that would otherwise be unacceptable for the dam to be nizrak on the mizbeach, for the kmitza of the karban mincha to be burnt on the mizbeach, but it does not allow you to eat the basar of that karban, it does not allow you to eat the shirayim of the karban mincha after you take the kmitza. It only is matir, it only is meratza for the part that gets thrown on the mizbeach or gets burnt on the mizbeach, but not for achilos. How do I know that? The lekatan and shamed leidamar atzitz meratza al achilos el Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer is the only one that holds that its tzitz actually works for achilos. Titania, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, ein tzitz meratza al achilos. Tzimachlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that its tzitz is not meratza. Now we're going to go through a long discussion back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yossi as far as... Now we're going to make our statement, meaning, so again, those are our two assumptions. Assumption number one is that tumas duchiyah b'tzibur. Assumption number two is that the tzitz is not meratza al achilos. It doesn't affect the part of the karban that gets eaten. Now we're going to say, okay, if I make both of those assumptions, and I assume, like the shita of Rabbi Yoshua, our Mishnah cannot be authored by Rabbi Yoshua. What does Rabbi Yoshua say? So that's going to take us a while. We're going to go back and forth between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer in a detailed machlokas, but what we're getting toward, and it's just kedai to mention at first, in case we get lost in all the shuffling back and forth, what we're trying to get to is that Rabbi Yoshua holds that in order for one part of the carbon, the dam of the carbon, to be kosher, the basar also has to be kosher. The basar also has to be ratui. In order to bring a carbon tzibur betuma, you need the basar of the carbon to be valid. So wait a second. What we're going to try to say is, if you have tuma duchuya betzibur, and therefore you need the tzitz to be meratze, but the tzitz is not going to be meratze for the achilos. It's only going to be meratze for the dam. and you hold that when you don't have the achilos, you don't have any part of the carbon, because the main basar ain dam, which is what we're about to introduce, Rabbi Yeshua holds, then it shouldn't work. You shouldn't be able to bring the carbon betumah, because the carbon betumah relies on duchuya betzibur. Duchuya betzibur relies on ritzoy tzitz. Ritzoy tzitz only works on the part of the carbon that could be nizrak, not on the achilos. So that's where we're going with this. When you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, tumah duchuya, ritzoy tzitz only is necessary in tumah duchuya, and ritzoy tzitz doesn't work on achilos, and Rabbi Yeshua's idea that im ein basar ein dam, then our Mishnah cannot be Rabbi Yeshua. We should not be able to bring these karbanos betumah. But to get to Rabbi Yeshua is going to take a little bit. So neva masnisin delok Rabbi Yeshua. Let us suggest that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua. Ditanya, because the Brisa tells us as follows. Pasuk says vasisa losecha habasar v'adam. It puts like in one breath habasar v'adam. So Rabbi Yeshua omer. Oh, what do you see from that? Imein dam, imein basar, imein basar, imein dam. That if there is no dam of the carbon that you could be zorek on the mizbeach, it gets lost or destroyed or something. So then the carbon, the basar of the carbon can't be brought. And if there's no basar that's right for either hakrava or achila, then there's no dam. Rabbi Lazar Omer, dam af pishein basar. Nah, dam works even if there's no basar. Let's say all the basar is tamei, all the basar is ruined or whatever, you could still be zorek the dam. How do I know that, says Rabbi Eliezer? Shenem, Rabbi Dam Zvachecha, Yishafech. Pasuk says you should take the dam zevach and put it on the mizbeach. So it sounds like it's not dependent on anything else. Just take the dam and throw it on the mizbeach. Umani mekayem, all says Rabbi Lazar, what am I going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua quoted? Vasisa olosecha, habasar v'adam, that basar and dam are in the same breath. That's telling me a different halacha. Lomer l'cha madam bezrika af basar bezrika. That when it comes to the parts of basar that have to go on top of the mizbeach, that you're zorik it on the mizbeach, that you throw it on the mizbeach and don't just place it on the mizbeach. What does that mean? I throw it on the mizbeach. What kind of halacha is that? It's a halacha about the construction of the mizbeach, because the definition of zrika is that it has to pass over some area. So when you're standing on the kevesh, you're standing on the ramp of the mizbeach, and you're throwing something onto the top of the mizbeach, is there any area that it has to pass over? Is there any gap that it has to pass over? So lul katan yesh ben kevesh l'mizbeach. It's telling me that there's this little gap between the kevesh and the mizbeach. So the kohen who's arranging the evarim on the mizbeach stands on the kevesh and throws the evarim onto the ma'aracha, onto the wood that's the fire that's burning the wood to be mekayim the mitzvah of zrikas habasar. That's what dam and basar are. That's the whole connection between dam and basar. That they're both a din of zrika, but not like Rabbi Yeshua said. Main dam, main basar, main basar, main dam. Says Rabbi Lazar, I reject that. For Rabbi Yeshua, nami yaksiv v'dam zvachach yishafeich. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with Rabbi Eliezer's pasuk? It says v'dam zvachach yishafeich. Sounds like a zrika can be done without a problem, even regardless of what the basar's up to. So amalach haksiv gabei v'abasar tochal. Says Rabbi Yeshua, look at that very pasuk. It doesn't just say v'dam zvachach yishafeich. It says right after that v'abasar tochal. So the dam zvachach yishafeich is only if habasar tochal. It's exactly my point, says Rabbi Yeshua. So says Gemara, really, that's exactly your point? I thought your point was habasar v'adam, that it says both of them together. Why do you have two psukim then to tell you the same thing? That emein dam, emein basar, ein dam. V'hani trei krai lemeli. Why does Rabbi Yeshua need two psukim, habasar v'adam, and the pasuk of dam z'chach yishafech juxtaposed with habasar tochal, to teach me the same idea, that you need dam for basar, you need basar v'adam? So says Gemara, yeah, he needs both psukim, chad ba'ola v'chad b'shlamim. One to tell me that this is true of a carbon ola, and the other tell me that it's true of a carbon shlamim as well. Utsricha, and I need a pasuk for each one because I cannot derive one from the other. If it only would have said that by an ola the basar is ma'akev the dam and the dam is ma'akev the basar, I'd say, yeah, by an ola we're going to have very strict rules because it's entirely burnt on the mizbeach. Aval shlamim delo chamiri, but a carbon shlamim, which is not so chamur, say emelo. I would think, it doesn't matter. The dam is not going to have to wait for the basar. It's not going to have to depend on the basar. V'kas rachman shlamim. If it only would have told me by the shlamim that I need both components, the dam and the basar, for either component to be valid, hava mina adraba, I might have thought the opposite. This bushte achilos, that a carbon shlamim is special because there's a double achila of a carbon shlamim. And this is just a kachim concept, that whenever we refer to achila by kachim, it can mean one of two things. There's achila as the way we think of it, that people eat things, and there's what's called achilas mizbeach, that if there's any edible part of the carbon that the mizbeach that gets burnt on the mizbeach, that's called that the mizbeach is being ochel. Any part that's being burnt on the mizbeach, that's also called an achila. So by a carbon shlamim, there are parts that are burnt on the mizbeach and there are parts that are eaten by the bailim. So you see that it has two achilos. Aval ola, the less pashte achilos, but a carbon ola, which is is entirely burnt on the Mizbeach, there are no two achilos. There's only one type of achilos. I think that there's no din of imein dam, imein basar, that imein basar ain't dam. So kamash milan. That's why Rabbi Shua says, I need two psukim. One to tell me that by carbon ola, imein dam, imein basar ain't dam, and one to tell me by carbon shlamim, that the dam and the basar are ma'akiv each other. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the fact that after it talks about being zorik the dam, it says va'basar tochal? He says, no, that just teaches me that you can't eat the basar until after the zrika. You have to wait for the zrika to eat the basar. So says Gemara, wait a second, Rabbi Eliezer, you learned from basar tochal that you're not allowed to eat the basar until you zorik the dam. Maybe that's the whole point of the whole pasuk, just to tell me that one din. And therefore, how can you darshan from the dam zvechech yishafech that you could be zorik the dam even without a valid basar? Maybe the whole pasuk is just there to teach me that if you want to eat the basar, you need to wait till the zrikas hadam. So the pasuk is not extra to teach me anything else. Dam afal pishein shem basar minalan. How do you know that you're allowed to be zorik the dam even if there's no basar? So Amalach, Rabbi Elazar will tell you, I can learn two drashas from that pasuk. Because in Cain, if there was only one drasha to learn, Nichtov Rachmana Habasar Tochal Vahadar Vidam Zvachach Yishafech. The order of the pasuk should have been first about eating and then about being Shofech Ladam, Kedichsiv Bereisha. Because after all, the pasuk says, Vasisol Asecha Habasar Vadam, mentions the basar before the dam. Maishna Da'akdmei Ladam Zvachecha. Why then does the Torah change the order and puts dam zvachecha before va'basar tochel? Shmamina dam av pishein basar, shmamina shein basar mutbachila, achi zorik adam. That's why I'm allowed to learn two drushes over here. I'm allowed to learn that the dam can be valid even if there's no basar available, and I'm allowed to learn that if you want to eat the basar, you need to first be zorik the dam. V'Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua holds that the whole pasuk is there to tell me that the dam and the basar are ma'akev each other. Eina basar mutbachila, achi zorik adam. How does he know that din, that if you want to eat the basar, you have to wait for the zrika sadam before you could eat the basar? So he'll tell me, I don't need a pasuk for that. Kal v'chomer hu. That's a kal v'chomer. Umma imurin dechilas nu lama akvi. If when it comes to the imurin of the karban, if let's say the imurin became tame or got lost, or for whatever reason they're unavailable, so they're not ma'akev you from eating the basar, you're allowed to eat the basar, and yet ki isnuhu, when the imurim are there, and the ra'u la krava, you're able to bring them on the mizbeach, you better not eat anything until you actually bring those emurim, ma'akvi, they're ma'akiv you from eating. So dam, which is even more significant than the emurim. What makes dam more significant than the emurim? Dechilese ma'akiv. If the dam if you're not able to be zorik the dam, the whole carbon's invalid. If the dam became tame, got lost or something like that, you're not allowed to eat the basar. It's going to be the whole thing's invalid. Ki ise, so for sure when you have the dam, l'kolshkei the ma'akiv, for sure you're not allowed to eat the basar until you have the dam. So I don't need a pasuk for this. It's a kal v'chomer. Rabbi Lazar, why doesn't Rabbi Lazar learn from that kal v'chomer? Why does he need a pasuk? Familiar concept. We had back in Daf Yudches. Mil sadasu b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. Sometimes you have something that can be derived from a kal v'chomer, nevertheless, the Torah goes out of its way to write it. Why would the Torah do that? So we discussed, I assume we discussed back in Daf Yudches, that even though a kal v'chomer creates a din d'araisa also, but there are different levels of dinim d'araisa. There are dinim d'araisa that are mefurash b'kra, and that's a certain madrega of a din d'araisa. Chazal do not even have the ability to make a gezerah that would tell you not to do such a din d'araisa, to at least be oker, fully oker, such a din d'araisa. Then there are dinim d'araisa that are derived from the midah shatar and drashas ben, which is also a din d'araisa, but Chazal have the ability to be oker such dinim d'araisa through their gzeros b'shevi altasa, whatever the rules are, but Chazal have such an ability to be oker such dinim d'araisa. Then there are dinim d'araisa that are not even that, they're not even alluded to in the pasuk, they're Allah l'moshe misinai. So there are many levels of d'araisa. Rav Chan Wasserman and Kovitz Shurim and Chelik Beis has a chiddush that there's a fourth category of dinim d'araisa. There are dinim d'araisa that are simply ratzon ha-Torah, that you don't have halacha l'moshe misinai, there's no yudgum l'shatar and judgment to derive it, there's no pasuk mefurash, but you get the impression from reading the Torah that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That there are enough, you give the mashal of like a married couple. Sometimes there's verbal communication, and sometimes you're in the middle of telling the funniest story, and your wife gives you one look, and you know this story stops here and now, right? To was, you know, nothing had to be said, but it's just, you know, that's the Ratzon, that you're able to pick up on the Ratzon HaTorah. So that's Rav Elchanan writes in Kovit Shurim that there's such a, Rav Asher Weiss is a very big fan of that category of Ratzon HaTorah. He points out always that Tzar Bale Chaim is the classic example of Ratzon HaTorah, because Tzar Bale Chaim, the Gemara assumes in Masech HaShabbos and Masech Tzvah Mesiyah that it's a Dindar Raisa, and yet the Torah never tells us you're not allowed to do it. But the Torah keeps on telling us all these halachos about being nice to animals, like Sachsum Sharbadisho, and Bilam is yelled at for beating up his donkey, and you know, we have all these things, and all of the holy people in Tanakh are shepherds, you know, you have all of these. So you get the impression that the Ratzon HaTorah is that you shouldn't go around torturing animals, so that makes it a Din D'Oraisa. But anyway, so Rabbi Lezer says that, yeah, I understand that it could be derived from a Kal V'Chomer, sometimes even if something could be derived from a Kal V'Chomer, Tarach V'Kasav L'Akra. Rabbi Yeshua, why doesn't Rabbi Yeshua say the same? Kalecha Dikal Midrash Tashinan. No, because if you're able to darshan a new halacha, rather than just say, yeah, it's something I could have gotten from a Kal V'Chomer, but the Torah says it anyway, if you're able to darshan a new halacha, better to darshan a new halacha. So now that we've put all that aside, when we work with these three statements that we had, assumption number one, that Tumas Duchuya B'tzibur, assumption number two, that Ein Atzitz Meratza Al Ha'achilos, and assumption number three, Rabbi Yoshua's statement, that Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, that if the Basar is no good, then the Dam is no good. Now, Hashta Le Masis and Dilok Rabbi Yeshua, now we can say that our mission is against Rabbi Yeshua, the Kivan Damar Bin Antarti, since he holds you need both the Basar and the Dam to be Ra'ui, so in order to be makrav a carbon sibur betuma, you're going to require the tzitz to be meratza, and the tzitz achilos lo meratza, but the tzitz is not going to work on the parts of the carbon that get eaten. It's only going to work on the dam or the kemitza of the carbon mincha. Say hey chiyasi betuma. How could all of the carbonos that we mentioned in the Mishnah be brought betuma if the basar became tamei and the tzitz is not going to be meratza on the basar? So you don't have basar, and according to Rabbi Shua, if you don't have basar, you don't have dam, and if you don't have dam, you don't have a carbon. So the whole carbon falls apart. So says Gemara, four possible suggestions of how Rabbi Yeshua could be the author of a Mishnah. Number one, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yeshua, Elksav Rabbi Yeshua Tzitz Meratza, Hala Olin, that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Tzitz is Meratza not only on the Dam, not only on the Kemitza of a Karban Mincha, but anything that will be burnt on the Mizbeach. Meaning, it's not, Karbanos are not only made up of Dam and Basar. They're also made up of Emurim. Emurim are burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Tzitz could be Meratza on the Emurim. And therefore, the basa, you do have basa that's ra'ui, namely the emurim. The emurim are, so you can't, so Rabbi Yeshua holds of the rule, imein basar ein dam. And it's true that tzitz is not meratza on achilos, but it is meratza on emurim, so therefore yesh basar, because you have the emurim, and therefore yesh dam, and therefore that korban is going to be good. So says Gemara, hatenach zvachim di'ika olin. That works very well if you're talking about a zevach, where there are emurim, where you're talking about an animal sacrifice, ela omer shtei alechem. But look back at that list in the Mishnah, two of those were korbanos mincha, three of them were korbanos mincha. You have the lechem apanim also. But the omer shtei alechem, deleka olin, where there's nothing that goes on the mizbeach, so mayika lememar. How can you explain how there you're allowed to be makrovit betumah, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you can't be makrov the dam unless there's basar that's ra'ui? You can't be makrov a komets of a mincha unless there's some part of the shirayim that is ra'ui to eat. And the whole shirayim is just eaten by people when it comes to the karbanos mincha. So, im ein basar ein dam, im ein shirayim ein kmitza. So, Amri, so the Gemara answers, ki amar Rabbi Yeshua nami, debin antarti, bezvachim, v'menach zomar. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua's whole fancy statement, im ein basar ein dam, im ein dam, ein basar, is only by animal sacrifices. Maybe by a korban mincha, he doesn't hold that way. Maybe by a korban mincha, you don't need the shirayim to be intact in order for the kmitza to be valid. Says Gemara, are you sure about that? B'menachos lo amar. Are you sure that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't say the same by menachos? V'atnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Menachos, nitmu'u shiareha, if the shirayim of the mincha, shirayim means whatever's not the kmitza. You take the kmitza, the three fingers full, they smooth out the kmitza, right? That's the part that gets burnt on the mizbeach. And then the rest of it is the shirayim that gets eaten. So nitmu'u shiareha, if the shirayim became tamei of du shiareha, or they got lost, kemidas Rabbi Eliezer kshera. Rabbi Eliezer would say it's still kosher. Kemidas Rabbi Shua psula, but Rabbi Shua is going to say it's possible. Why? Because if you don't have the shirayim, then the whole kemitza is invalid, the whole carbon's invalid. Oh, so you see, Rabbi Shua says this even by a carbon mincha, that if you don't have one part, then the other part's no good. So it says, well, no, maybe it doesn't mean Rabbi Yeshua says that. Kemidas velo kemidas. It means kemidas Rabbi Shua debin atarti. Whoever this Tana is likes Rabbi Yeshua's philosophy philosophy that you need both parts in order for it to be valid. But v'lo k'midas Rabbi Yeshua, dila Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachem amar b'menachos lo amar v'ilu hay tana savra filu b'menachos. But this tana takes it one step further than Rabbi Yeshua took it. Rabbi Yeshua took the idea to zvachem, and he said, if you don't have the basar of the zevach, then you don't have the dam of the zevach. And whoever this tana is goes a step further than Rabbi Yeshua was willing to go, said the same thing by a korban mincha, that even by a korban mincha, if you don't have the shirayim, then the k'mitzah is no good. It's always dangerous, right? When you take an idea and you say, I'm just taking that same idea that he said, just one step further. Rav Shachter used to give the mashal, he said, sometimes people say, I'm taking the brisker derech halimud, and I'm going one step further with the brisker derech halimud. So Rav Shachter used to say, when you take the A train to Washington Heights, right, and you want to get off at the stop at Yeshiva University, and you go one step further, you're not further into Yeshiva University. You're very, very far away from where you intended to go. So one step further is always a little bit dangerous, right? So what do you have? So one step further than Rabbi Yeshua. So it says, Manu Haitana Dukayigav, say, Machmer Tveminei. Find me a Tana that holds that way. Which Tana holds like Rabbi Yeshua in principle, that the two parts of the Karban are dependent on each other, and is more Machmer than Rabbi Yeshua? It doesn't exist. Va'ol Tanya, furthermore, I have a price that Rabbi Yeshua does apply this even to a Karban Mincha. He applies this principle of Emein Damein Basar, Emein Kometz, Emein Shirayim. He applies it to a Karban Mincha. Where do I find a price that says this? Now, just a caveat over here, or a disclaimer, this brisa, when you read it, doesn't make any sense, and tomorrow's daf is going to explain it. But the point we're trying to get out of this brisa is that Rabbi Yeshua applies this din of Emein Damein Basar to Karbanos Mincha as well. That's all we're trying to get out of it, even though every word of this brisa contradicts the previous words of the brisa. So just to prepare for that. So Tanya, the brisa says as follows. Am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi commented, Roa ani estivir Rabbi Lezer b'menachos b'zvachem v'dib Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachem b'menachos. I think Rabbi Lezer is right about zvachem and menachos, and Rabbi Yeshua is right about zvachem and menachos. Div Rabbi Lezer b'zvachem shayomer dam af b'shein sham basar v'dib Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachem shayomer Basar. I think Rabbi Eliezer is right that you could have dam even without the basar, and I think Rabbi Yeshua is right that you can't have dam without the basar. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'menachos, and I think Rabbi Eliezer is right about menachos. Shayomer kometz af b'shein shirayim, that you could have a kmitza without the shirayim. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'menachos shayomer remain kometz ein shirayim. I think Rabbi Yeshua is right about menachos that remain kometz ein shirayim, ein shirayim ein kometz. Now it's obviously a stira. If Rabbi Eliezer is right, Yeshua is not right. If Rabbi Yeshua is right, Rabbi Eliezer is not right. But the point is, look what he keeps on pinning on Rabbi Yeshua. He says Rabbi Yeshua is not only talking about Zvachim, he's talking about Menachos as well. So bottom line is, what did we want to answer? We wanted to say, oh, you know how our Mishnah could fit like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua could say that could be the author of our Mishnah, and he could still say Im ein basar ein dam, but the basar that he's talking about that's valid and that makes the Karbanos in our Mishnah valid are the Emurin. What are you going to say about Menachos? No, by Menachos, he doesn't hold of this rule. Imein Shirai, Imein Kometz. Says Mar, yes, he does. We see clearly Rabbi Yeshua holds of this rule. Imein Shirai, Imein Kometz. So that's what leads us to have to suggest a second way that Rabbi Yeshua could be the author of our Mishnah. Ela Kesav Rabbi Yeshua Tzitzmeratze Al Ha'achilos. We made two assumptions in suggesting that Rabbi Yeshua can't be the author of our Mishnah. One assumption was that Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and the other assumption is that Eina Tzitzmeratze Al Ha'achilos. Says Mar, that second assumption is incorrect. Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz is meratze even for achilos, even for parts of the carbon that get eaten. Now all the problems are solved, right? If the tzitz is meratze for achilos, so now you have basar. Oh, good. Once you have basar, you have dam. And now the carbon is a kasher carbon. Why then, though, does the Mishnah Minseches Menachos that we quoted earlier say that if the shirayim of a carbon mincha became tamir, became burnt, or got lost, that the carbon is going to be pasul? I, the tzitz is meratze for the achilos. So says Gemara, avud v'saruf. If the enochinami tzitz is meratze, but only for tuma. So if it became tamay, if the shirayim became tamay, the tzitz would work and it would be fine. The problem is that the Mishnah also spoke about a case where the shirayim became lost, the shirayim became burnt. The tzitz has no business with that which was lost and that which was burnt. The tzitz is not going to help for something like that. El nitma leman katani. So according to, why does the Mishnah even mention tuma then? to tell me the Rabbi Eliezer, to tell me that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that if the Shirayim became Tameh, that the Kometz is still going to be kosher, the Kemitz is still going to be kosher, Pshita, of course he'll hold that way. Hashi Yishlom HaRav V'Sarv, the lesson of Machshir, Rabbi Eliezer, Nitma Di'isei Mibayi, if Rabbi Eliezer even holds that when the Shirayim becomes lost or burnt, the Kemitz is still okay, of course if it only became Tameh, he's going to say it's still okay, it's at least intact, it at least exists, El Pshita, the Rabbi Yeshua. No, it must be that the reason it mentions Nitma is for Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, Katani Psula. So don't tell me, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yeshua holds the Tzitzis Meratza al Achilos. And when Rabbi Yeshua seems to say that if a Karban Mincha had the Shirayim become Tameh, that that's no good, he didn't really mean that. He meant it's fine. No, he said that if it became Tameh, it's no good. The Tzitzis is not Meratza al Achilos, according to Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning assumption number two that we made before is a valid assumption. Don't try to make it an invalid assumption. The tzitz is not meratza al achilos. Va'ot tanya, another brisa proves it. Rabbi Shomer calls vachem shem b'torah bein shenit mabasar v'chelev kayim, bein shenit mechelev v'basar kayim. Whether the chelev or the basar became tamei, zorek as a dam. You're allowed to be zorek the dam. Avol nitmu travayu lo. But if they both became tamei, you're not allowed to be zorek the dam. Alma kasava Rabbi Yeshua in a tzitz meratza al olin v'lo al achilos. Rabbi Shomer clearly holds the tzitz is not meratza for olin or achilos because the chelev is ola on the mizbeach, the basar is nechal. So we got, and the tzitz didn't work for those things. So clearly we're back to our kasha. So says Gemara, now we have to have attempt number three to reconcile Rabbi Yeshua with our Mishnah. Liolam Rabbi Yeshua he masnisin velo kasha. Kan lechadchila kan di'eved. Oh, the difference is in one place Rabbi Yeshua was describing the din lechadchila, and the other place he was describing b'di'eved. You already zorik the dam, and then everything became tameh. Kiyam Rabbi Yeshua lechadchila. When did Rabbi Yeshua say not to be zorik the dam? When the basar is not, it ain't basar, ain't dam. If the basar is not valid, the dam is not basar. That's the dam is not valid. That's lechatchila. But the evad lo. But b'di'evad, he never said such a thing. If the basar became tameh after you were zorik the dam, it's perfectly kosher. Uminat tamer d'shani le Rabbi Shua ben lechatchila l'di'evad. How do we know Rabbi Shua makes such a distinction between lechatchila and b'di'evad? D'tanya nitma basar osh nifsal osh yatzu chutz l'klayim. If the basar became tameh or became pasul by leaving the azara, Rabbi Lezer omer yizarek. Rabbi Lezer says you could still do zrikas adam. Rabbi Shua omer lo yizarek. You cannot do the zrikas adam if the basar has already been ruined. Umad Rabbi Shua she'im zarak hurtza. But if you already did the Zrika Saddam and then the Basar was taken out of the Azar, that would work. Ah, so you see very clearly that he distinguishes between the Chachil and B'di'evet. Says Mar, that's not a valid answer either. Meaning, what did this answer suggest? That when our Mishnah spoke about bringing these Karbanos B'tuma, that was only talking about in a B'di'evet situation. And when Rabbi Yeshua said that you're not allowed to do it, that was talking in the Chachil situation. Neither of those statements are true. Our Mishnah was talking about even in the Chachil situation, and it's clear that way. Rabbi Yeshua Masechet Menachos is clearly talking about it in a B'di'evet situation. It's clear that way. How do I know? Chado de Psula. When it says in the Mishnah Menachos, Kemidus Rabbi Yeshua Psula D'evet Mashma. That Psula means B'di'evet. It's possible. And Va'od our Mishnah Chamisha Dvarim Bayin Lechatchila Mashma. When it says Chamisha Dvarim Bayin, there are five things that are brought betuma. Brought betuma means you're allowed to bring the betuma. So now the fourth and final answer. How does it work? How does our Mishnah fit with Rabbi Yeshua? Ella Lokasha Kan Biyachid Kan. When did Rabbi Yeshua say that if the basar became tameh, then you cannot be zorik v'dam? It's by Karban Yachid. When do we say that if the basar became tameh, you still can be zorik v'dam? That's by a Karban Tzibur. Our Mishnah is only talking about Karbanos Tzibur. Now the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but what the Gemara is doing over here is it's saying the whole question was predicated on two assumptions. Assumption number one is that tuma duchuya b'tzibur. Now we are getting rid of that assumption. It's tuma Hutra b'tzibur. When it comes to the tzibur, you don't need ritzoy tzitz. And if you don't need ritzoy tzitz, automatically everything's going to be okay. You don't have to think about it. It's automatic that everything's going to be okay. By a karban yachid, oh, then there's no tuma hutra b'tzibur. So then, by a karban yachid, that's where Rabbi Yeshua is going to have problems. And he's going to say, emein basar ein dam. But by a karban tzibur, even you're never going to have a situation of emein basar ein dam, because tuma is hutra b'tzibur, and you don't need ritzoy tzitz. Everything is automatically going to be valid. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the name of Masnisin on the second line of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Again, I apologize, I went a little long tonight. I tend to do that on Motzoy Shabbos when I don't have Shachris staring me in the face. Okay.
And if your mind is not spinning 10 miles an hour after this.
Yeah, this